Hi, it's Phil Henry. We're going to get to our classic podcast in just a moment, but first we want to take you to Big Sur, California. I know Colin Porkeby is out there right now, and we're going to talk to him in just a moment. Colin, have I got you?
Right, Phil, here just at the gate here of the Redeemery.
Colin is at the Elcott, the Next Step Redeemery in Big Sur, California, which is where Kenny Slagg was tracked to. He went missing shortly after some dispute having to do with money, not just from you, Mr. Porkeby, but with other donations, investors in Kenny Slagg's 21st, whatever his principles of abundance.
Right, it's the principles of abundance in the 21st century. The problem arose a couple of weeks when I had sent him the $5,000 with the promise from Mr. Slagg that if I did, it would make my penis larger. Say what you will, say what you want. I was obviously conned out of that $5,000. My penis is no larger today than when I... And people can laugh and they can dance and sing and frolic through the night and talk about how Colin Porkeby was turned into a big, giant ass. And that will be something that they have to live with. I'm comfortable with my conscience.
All right, but having said all of that, Let's move past that. I know that you got your money taken from you, but we need to find out where Mr. Slagg is, right?
Well, yes, but I've spent 3 or 4 weeks of having people come up to me in grocery stores, people coming up to me in hardware stores, people, valets, people that parked my car, people that you would never in your wildest dreams would think would have the gall or the guts to go nose to nose with me and laugh so that I can feel this spit on my face.
All right, I understand that.
Anyway, so that happened when the word got out that I had given this guy Slagg, who I can see right now, Phil, where I stand, right off of Pacific Coast Highway, I can see Slagg standing in the window of one of the Redeemery's rooms, I guess what they have here. And, Joe, what do they have upstairs there?
These are rooms, suites. If they have mountain houses over here, but you can get a suite. That's one of the suites that they have overlooking the ocean. But also, he's obviously up in the trees there that you can see him.
So Kenny Slagg has a nice, comfortable room with a fireplace. I can see the chimney, and he's looking at me. He's got $5,000 of my money.
$5,000 of your money that he said, would make your penis larger.
Right, and I've taken no end of stuff, as you call it, Phil, from all kinds of people. So I've paid my dues on this thing.
Understood. Right now, my concern, and I know yours was too, as to what Mr. Slagg intended. Was he going to kill himself, or where'd he go?
Well, I was interested to find him because I wanted to know where, if I could get my money back. Now I know where he is. He's up in the window right now.
That's him there.
Hey, Slagg, it's Colin Porkeby.
I'm Kenny Slagg.
No kidding. I didn't know that. I thought maybe you were Dr. Gene Scott up there hiding.
Who?
Dr. Gene Scott. He didn't know it. Gene, do you know Gene Scott, Phil?
I remember Dr. Gene Scott, yeah.
Dr. Gene Scott, you don't know who he is, huh? He was a con man before you ever came along, Kenny.
Principles of abundance in the 20... I promised you your penis would get longer.
Yes, you did, and it didn't.
Did you use the tape measure?
He's talking about the tape. This phony baloney tape measure.
Is there any way I can talk to him?
Phil Henry wants to talk to you.
Who?
Phil Henry wants to talk to you.
I don't know who that is.
He says he doesn't know who it is.
Yes, he does.
You are on his show.
Phil Henry?
Yes.
Okay.
You can call. Have you got his number?
I've got his cell number.
Mr. Slagg, Phil Henry's going to call you. Hey, Slagg.
What?
Phil Henry's going to call you.
Call him up, Bud Dickman.
Yes.
We have Kenny?
Yeah, Mr. Slagg. Hi, Bud Dickman. Bud Dickman? Yeah, on a Phil Henry show.
Will you come on?
Phil Hendry.
I told him the same thing, too.
Hey, Kenny, it's Phil Hendry.
Hi, Mr. Hendry.
What happened? Why? Where were you? You people suddenly didn't have... You went missing out of the Meacham Hotel?
I had some things to think about. The Kenny needed to think. And when the Kenny needs to think, the Kenny needs to air this out, Mr. Hendry. You've heard the principles of abundance in the 21st century and the things that I've said. The things that I've said. Now, Mr. Porkerby has tracked me here to Elkhart, the center for the Redeemer, where I can try to bring my soul back. But if he keeps pushing me, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
You understand me?
I understand, Kenny. I understand. Can you stay on the line with me? Can you stay on the line with me, Kenny? Get on the phone.
Yeah, Mr. Slag.
What?
Stay on the line with Mr. Hendry.
I got... Hey, Colin, I have Kenny Slag on the other line.
Oh, good. Hey, Kenny. It's Colin Porkerby who's trying to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to you.
You got $5,000 of my money, you piece of garbage, and you're promising...
You thought $5,000 would make your dick bigger? I can't perform miracles.
Very funny, Kenny, but you took my $5,000 with the promise that my penis will get bigger.
Are you an idiot? Back off.
What's that?
Back off. Get away from... I want all of you people in the press to get out. Just get out of here.
Well, he sounds like he's out of control.
He's not out of control at all. He's faking it. This is the thing that I get with these...
What was that?
I heard a gunshot. Kenny Slag, are you there? Kenny, are you there?
Hey, you got a gunshot there?
I heard a gunshot as well, Phil. I heard a gunshot as well, Phil.
Kenny Slag.
Mr. Slag, this is Bud Dickman. Please say something.
Somebody's got to get inside there.
All right, we got to get inside the, get Ed Elkhart. You know Ed Elkhart, don't you, Mr. Hendry?
I don't know where he is right now. He could be anywhere. He's either there in Hawaii or back in upstate. Could you reach Ed Elkhart?
Yeah, let's get him on.
I got to, obviously, this is ongoing, and we don't have all the time in the world.
Well, you got to get, somebody's got to get in there to find out what happened to him. Because I did hear a gunshot, and again, he's not on the phone, is he?
Not on our phone, no.
I'm going to call him, Dr. Elkhart.
We're going to be in touch with Ed Elkhart and maybe the security and get into that room.
Well, we're going to do what we can right here. Hey, you. You work here?
Uh-huh.
Well, we just had a gunshot coming from that room up there.
Where?
That room right there.
Where?
That room up there. You see that room right there? The one with the light?
Tell him to get in there.
You got to get inside that.
All right, we're going to take a break. We got to get into our classic podcast.
The what?
We got to get into a classic podcast. We're going to get back to you, Colin.
That room where the light is on, you see it?
Which one? Are you an idiot or something?
We're going to be back tomorrow on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, just ahead of our classic podcast for tomorrow. Tune in.
And now, here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Time for our Monday evening football wrap-up and sports in review. We have with us Vernon Dozier on the Phil Hendry Show this evening. Mr. Dozier is a high school football coach. He has also coached at the professional level in Canada. We're going to talk tonight about sports reporting and some of the things that you saw over the weekend, Coach Dozier. First of all, it was an interesting weekend for football in the NFL.
It was, Phil. I enjoyed watching some of the teams went. Enjoyed watching the Jets take it to San Diego the way they did. And I thought there were some very good football games. But as I mentioned to you earlier and as I mentioned to your producer, the distractions that go along with the games, I think, is what we need to talk about.
Let's talk about a little bit about these distractions. And we're talking about the female sideline reporters.
That is correct. and I am a man. I've been an educator for 30 years, and I'm certainly not against women working in the professional fields. And I think there's a place for women to work as reporters. I think as sideline reporters in sports, especially in football, I think as locker room reporters, I think it is. I think it's shown very clearly that they can't do the job. I don't think the competency is there.
You were watching who this weekend?
I was in particular looking at a young lady by the name of Bonnie Bernstein.
Now, she works for CBS?
She does work for CBS. She was on one of the games. I forget which one it was. I believe it might have been the Browns-Cowboys game. Her presence on the sideline, and I would also include in that, Phil, the young lady who does the reporting for ESPN, Susie Culver, as well as another young lady who reports for ABC, Melissa Stark. These women are a distraction. The football sideline is no place for them.
And now, you know that when you say those words, you sound just like Andy Rooney did.
I know that.
You know, 2 years ago, you sound like a lot of these old-timers.
Let's stop right there. Let's analyze that. Old-timers. What does that mean? It means we know football. It means we've been around the game. I've been around the game professionally as well as I'm a high school level now for some 18 years. So you tell me I don't know the game. I certainly do know the game. When these women are on the sidelines going on and on about something that they don't have any real intimate knowledge of, it is a distraction. And it takes away from the enjoyment of the game, I think, for the average football fan, whether that fan is female or male. And I think that, you know, it only adds to the dumbing down of the game. I don't know if you heard the comment from a gentleman who's running for president by the name of Senator John Kerry. And he said, speaking to the press not too long ago, in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Green Bay, Wisconsin, by the way, Phil, is the home of the Green Bay Packers, the oldest existing franchise in the National Football League, a venerable franchise, and in many ways the unofficial headquarters, or the unofficial shrine for many NFL fans is Green Bay. And this man, Senator Kerry, referred to Lambeau Field, where Bart Starr, in 1967, dove in behind Jerry Kramer for the Ice Bowl touchdown. Lambeau Field, where James Lofton caught so many great passes. Lambeau Field, where the great Brett Favre drove the team to a championship there in the 90s. This man, Senator Kerry, called it Lambert Field.
I remember that comment.
You remember that comment. And you are a football fan.
Yes, sir, I am.
I mean, that, to me, well, I heard about that. I didn't know what to do. And this is because we've got these women who stand there in full makeup, and their hair is all done. And it's quite obvious to me that they are trying to attract and titillate the male fan.
All right, now you just said something, titillate, as in sexually titillate?
I don't see why you would have a female reporter in an environment that attracts men other than to appeal to that man in a way that is less than intellectual and is a lot more prurient. Now, this young Susie Culver, my understanding is, because I have sources on the inside at ESPN, she's a very pretty young girl. My information is that she is a gay. And I find that particularly disreputable and particularly wrong of ESPN to parade a gay in front of men to try to make us think she's straight. And maybe like we've got a shot with her or something ridiculous like that.
All right, we're talking with Vernon Dozier. Hold on, Coach, okay?
My pleasure, Phil.
We're talking with Coach Vernon Dozier about the female sideline reporters in the National Football League. He is completely against them. And we heard these comments from Andy Rooney not too long ago.
Well, if I could jump in, Phil.
Go ahead.
Please don't lump me in with Andy Rooney. He is a he's a man who's of advanced years. I don't think he's thinking too clearly. I've thought this through. And I've been in football for a long time, so.
All right, let me give our phone number out to our listeners. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And among the things you've said, Coach, not only do female sideline reporters not belong there because they may not be aware of the game the way men are, but that they are there specifically for prurient titillation. And I think that that's quite a charge. To say that they don't know anything, I think we've heard before.
Well, that's just it. You've heard the old rumor and the old remark, well, women don't belong on a sideline. They don't know anything about football. I've heard that time and time again. But let's get down to the nut cutting. Why did the National Football League put Bonnie Bernstein, I should say, on the sideline? And she's wearing, and I was in Green Bay not too long ago, and I saw this young lady, Leslie Visser. I don't know if you're aware of who she is.
Yeah, she's been with CBS, or she was with CBS for a long time. She's married to Dick Stockton.
That is my understanding. They got her on the sideline, and she's wearing a miniskirt that's hugging her all the way around. Okay? And I'm looking at this because I had a field pass, I should say, through the Miami Dolphin Radio Network. That's when I was down there. And I'm looking at this woman in a tight miniskirt, and I'm asking myself, okay, why? To make me, you know, not think about the game as clearly? Have they dumbed the game down so much that now I gotta have something nice like that to look at? See what I'm saying? You understand, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I understand. You mentioned the proof of the dumbing down of the game is that Senator Kerry referred to Lambeau Field as Lambert Field.
And there's millions of people like him. I mean, this guy, Kerry, I don't have much use for him anyway, and I know we're not going to talk politics.
I don't want to get into that.
I know that, but I just want to throw that in. Here's a guy that, you know, I don't have a whole lot of use for him. I don't think too many people do either. And then he comes out and he says, Lambert Field. And that's like calling, Phil, the St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. That's like calling it the Joe's Car Wash, you know. That's like saying... I remember when I was a young man, I had a friend. I was a very big fan of the band Led Zeppelin, and I had a friend of mine said, "Oh, do you have the Led? Are we going to go see the Led Zeppelin?" I said, "You are one stupid, you know." And,
well, it speaks to a lack of information.
Well, this young friend of mine, I said, "You are a stupid. I don't like people who can't get it right." And when I see these Susie Colbert, who my understanding is she's a gay, and she's trying to make me look at her in a certain way, like she's maybe straight, and suppose I'm single, and I think maybe I got a shot. Then I come to find out she's a gay. CBS, ESPN, ABC, they don't take that into consideration. They just throw these women out there for the express purpose of titillation. And in the meantime, they're not giving you any real information.
Well, the purpose of if I could just say, the purpose of a sideline reporter, my understanding is to get information, what's going on the bench. Is there an injury?
I understand that.
Is there a reason why they called the play that they called? Is the coach upset and they want to get a little bit more information? And I think they provide that information, don't they?
Look, when this young lady, Melissa Stark, who is also a very attractive young woman, says, "Hey, Al, I just talked to the team doctor. I think he'll be back in 2 minutes." She said about, you know, four words. I could do that. Okay? And why did they put a woman doing it? Why couldn't they put a man doing it?
Well, women have wanted this role.
Women have wanted what role? They wanted a role to say, "Hey, Al, he's got tape on his rear end, and he won't be..." You see what I'm saying? In other words, you could have a guy do that who is as familiar with the game, as more familiar with the game. But they put this Bonnie Bernstein, who's good-looking, very attractive, and very handsome young woman, Susie Colbert, who's a very handsome young woman, and Melissa Stark, and there's another one, Jeannie Zalasco, who is very very pretty. She also is very evidently has a wonderful figure, and I've seen it. Now, you tell me why you put a woman out there doing baseball when she's got a chest, okay, as big as that. Why did they do that?
Well, I don't doubt for a minute that the powers that be at the executive level of these sports networks want a woman who is going to be pleasing to the eye.
All right, see, that's what I'm talking. The only place on the sideline for a woman, okay, you can indict me for being old-fashioned, but they used to have something that I used to remember so very fondly. It's called a cheerleader. And those gals were a lot of fun, and they would get the team going, and they would get everybody excited. But that's not good enough for them. And they put this gay out here.
What I think you need to do is stop referring to Susie Colbert as a gay.
Well, like I said, I don't have information.
That's what I mean. I mean, if you don't have information, don't keep referring to her as that. But you're saying that it's duplicitous somehow.
I believe that it is. I believe that it's duplicitous to have a gay like she's going to you know, if I was single, maybe I got a, I got a shot.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier, a prep high school football coach, coached at the pro level. We're talking about female sideline reporters during football games. Are they a distraction? He believes not only do they not know about the game, and certainly we've heard this criticism, but they are there for a prurient reason, a sexual reason, if you will, that has no place in football. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're continuing here with our sports overview for the weekend. This Monday night, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up later on tonight, we will have Mr. Stephen Bozell. He is suing Microsoft. He feels Microsoft is responsible for him spanking his son because his son beat him at the game of Halo. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Sports overview on the Phil Henry Show. We have Vernon Dozier, a high school football coach. Coach, just so people know, you didn't just coach at the high school level. You coached at the pro level. Let me get Coach Dozier. Coach, are you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
You coached at the pro level?
I did coach in Canada for four seasons, Phil, with Calgary and Hamilton. Yes, sir.
And you're talking about female sideline reporters being a distraction, being they're not there to report the game, they're there to titillate.
Well, let's say this, and let's say it very clearly so young listeners can understand what we're talking about as well as your adult listeners. Back at the Super Bowl this past year, a young lady by the name of Janet Jackson presumed to expose herself to millions of not only adults but children. I felt at that time that the NFL had played its hand very clearly. It was in the business now of sexually arousing its male viewers. And that tradition continues now with the female sideline reporter and the little cutesy cue and all that. Now, they had this Mexican, or Hispanic lady, I should say, this Guerrero. And I'll tell you what, she didn't know anything about football, but she was good to look at. Now, what do you think that does to me as a football fan when I'd rather look at that than the game that I've devoted a good portion of my life to and that I love very deeply? That's what I find to be distracting.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I want to get to some phone calls, Coach, and we'll get back to some comments from you. Lisa, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Coach Vernon Dozier.
Hi, Coach, I'm sorry, but I think you are dead wrong, and you are sounding a little bit like Mickey Rooney. First of all, the only valid point is that
the man's name was...
The only valid point you have is
Mickey
that
Mickey Rooney said it, then I agree with Mickey Rooney too. I mean, look.
Well, you know what? I think he was a little bit of a sexist himself. He probably still is. But
well,
here's
ma'am,
the thing.
You know,
and let me finish my point, Coach.
Have
and
you,
I'm
have you taken a look at
talk.
Some of the stuff they put on the sidelines, though, is what I'm trying to say.
No,
okay, well, here's what I
want to
say.
What she wants to say.
The person on the sideline
Man.
Needs to know the game. It doesn't matter if they're male or female. The only valid point you have is that if they're there to report the game, they need to know the game. That's the only valid point. Doesn't matter
you know
if they're
that?
Female or not.
How do you know
Secondly,
that? How do you know that when the only information she gives you is, well, yeah, the coach told me that he's injured. That's the only information sideline reporter gives you.
Well, what
now,
I'm saying
I would
is,
question,
if you have a complaint with what
call,
the person's saying, they need to get off the air if they don't know.
What you call
but
qualified.
They are not there to titillate you.
They need to be qualified to titillate. That's what I think the qualifications are.
Well, here's the
look,
thing.
Let's face it. They don't hire some big bull dyke to stand down there, do
okay.
they? No, they
okay.
don't.
Here we go. It's well, let me just finish my point.
They
the
got
thing
some
is,
game.
The reason they put...
Game
just
Colbert.
Go let me talk.
Let her finish.
Oh, but I'm just trying to say, they're not hiring some bulldog with a mole on her chin.
Okay,
no,
can I say this?
They're hiring a piece
they're
of...
On, can I finish? I understand that. It's television.
Man.
Television reporters... On any station, do not hire unattractive people.
Oh,
nobody wants the unattractive
so,
people.
So John Madden's real good to look at. Oh, gotcha. I got you on there. There's no way you can get out of that one. John Madden's good to look at. Go ahead, tell me.
John
yeah.
Madden.
Yeah.
We don't, how many John
see,
Maddens are there out
the
there? How many John Maddens are there out there on the sidelines willing to work it? Let
I
me tell you.
This is Phil Henry. Let me jump in. I think it's safe to say that there seems to be a double standard. The women are better looking than the men.
Better looking than the men? No.
not only are they better looking than the men, they are there to do what Janet Jackson tried to do, but the FCC caught them. And
here's
that's to get these men so worked up.
If there were two men
who were
John Madden and one who looked like Stone Phillips would get the job if all things being equal. But they can't go to ex-football player
there's certainly a lot of football coaches that look way better than John Madden. But they don't hire them, do they? No. They hire a big,
fat pig. Didn't John Madden start back before we had television?
John Madden, look, they got all kinds of good-looking coaches. Hell, I look better than John Madden. They could hire me. But the fact is, they hire this Bonnie Bernstein because they know she makes me and a lot of men want to think about her.
Well, here's the thing, Coach. Men don't need sexy women on the sidelines to think about sex.
Oh, is that right?
They're
then why do they put
watching
them there?
Watching the beer commercials.
They put them there.
The thing about the woman being gay, that offends you, is even more offensive than anything. Who cares?
How's that?
You're offended because she's attractive,
right,
and people are trying to.
We're talking about Susie Colbert.
You think she's attractive?
Yeah, we're talking about
now,
Susie Colbert.
She's
gay,
and that just is leading me on. That's ridiculous.
Wait. We don't know that Susie Colbert's gay.
Oh, come
on.
Well,
the radio.
Well, here's the thing. If we're saying Susie Colbert's gay, you're saying by dangling a gay woman there, they're making you think, wow, they're making you fantasize about her and you could never have her?
That is exactly. No, I'm not fantasizing. I'm a married man, but the average guy's going to go, man, I'd like to try it on with her, and she's a gay. And so now he's forgot about watching football. He's fantasizing about a female, which I think appeals to prurient interest. And on top of that, he's fantasizing about a gay who would is likely cut his thing off.
I'm telling you, you're sounding like a Looney Rooney, Mickey or Andy. So I'm just telling you,
you know, you're the one
there,
who thought that John Madden.
Like crazy
well,
old.
Man, you know what? You're the one who said that John Madden was good looking. So I don't think I need to go any further than that.
All right, thank you very much, Lisa. 1-800-449-8686. Amy, go ahead.
Yes, I would just like to say that this coach is the reason that women are not progressing in society, whether it be business, whether it be sportscasting, whether it be newscasting. It is completely ridiculous. You're sexist.
You can progress in society as long as you've got a nice body. And
that is what holds women back.
Well, that's
that
what they're hiring.
Whole mentality.
That's what they're hiring over at ABC. You can get yourself a job over there, Amy. If you got a big, you know, everything.
I'm a high school English teacher, and I'm so offended that a mentality like yours is in the high school influencing
mentality?
These boys.
Are you calling me stupid? Is that what?
No, I'm calling you a pig. You have no idea what quality is.
Are you working sidelines for ABC? No, chances are you're the pig, not me.
All right, that's not necessary.
Well, you're blaming me. Why don't you try progressing in women's stuff like cooking? Look, why do they put a gay out? Oh, man.
And you have no proof, you have no reason to think that she is a lesbian, which
is... Oh, I got no reason to think.
All right.
And
as she goes, she tries to talk
someone,
like she's butch.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Coach Vernon Dozier on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
On the air with us is Vernon Dozier, our sports overview for a Monday night. Vernon is a high school football coach who has a pro coach experience. We're talking with him about female sideline reporters in the National Football League, that they are a distracting a presence, that they don't know enough about sports, really. They're not offering anything that a man couldn't offer. Correct, Vernon? Is that what you're saying?
Well, not only that, Phil, but they distract the players themselves, the coaches themselves. I can tell you, when I coach for Toronto in the Canadian League, we had a female who had come in from one of the local stations, and she was doing all kinds of these reports. You know, they love to do the color reports or so on. And I remember... And, you know, I was single at the time, and I remember seeing her, and she was very good looking. She was very, very good looking. And I tell you, she showed it off, too. And I think you know what I'm talking about when a woman likes to show it. And she showed it all. And she showed it every day at practice. She showed it every night when we generally played on Saturday, Friday nights in the Canadian League. And she'd come out, and she had on a T-shirt, and you could see everything. And it was distracting to myself, it was distracting to my coaches, it was distracting to my players, and because of her, and because of her coming around with her new breast implants, or whatever they call them, we go 2-16 that season. And this is in a league where you can go 4-14 and make the playoffs. Because the distraction...
You're saying you had a less than successful season...
Because of the distraction of this female reporter coming around and showing us everything in that she had done at the plastic surgeon that week. And I can tell you something else, Phil. That last caller that I talked to on your show who said, well, if you qualified, you can do that. And I said to her, what about John Madden? He's not good looking. That stopped her cold in her tracks. See, that's the thing your callers can't debate with me on. Prove to me that the women that are doing the job are doing anything more than a guy could do, right? They're there to make to get me and other men sexually hot, you know? And that's wrong. And my son, who is a 13-year-old boy, and you know how he's starting to mess around now, finding magazines and everything, and now he's watching football, and now he's going into his room, locking the door and all of this, after he sees, and he's not going in there because he just saw, you know, Lovie Smith. You know, he's not going in there because he's got...
No, I understand what you're saying. You're saying that this distraction has got to the point where a young man can't watch a football game without being sexually stimulated?
That is exactly my point. And it all started with that Janet Jackson and the slut.
All right, hold on, because I know that you're getting...
It's a very emotional topic.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So the females should be banned from the sidelines because they're only there to sexually titillate anyway. Rachel, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Yeah, I'm still laughing at the bad season because of the lady at the sideline. I'm sorry.
Well,
but
ma'am, I tell you, unless you made your living, unless you make your living in professional football, I don't think you can
whatever.
Just laugh at what
let
I do.
Let me talk.
Well, how do you make
time.
Your living? How do you make?
You
I'm a nurse.
Time.
I'm a nurse, Vernon. Whatever.
My point
well,
is.
Let me just dismiss your feelings too.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
My point is, the women that are on that field, they love the game. They want to be there.
How do you know?
So if that's where they want to be, then let them be there.
How do you know?
Second of all, if you think that it's a distraction to have just the women reporters, then you have got to take the cheerleaders off. Because believe me, I think they're a little more sexual and titillating than the reporters, don't you think?
The cheerleaders are only there between plays. They're not there all week long,
yes.
Shaking their rear ends in the face. Hey, lady, I worked in professional football. You're working behind a counter there at Staples or something doesn't mean you know
well,
all of it.
Excuse you.
Know, you, may be
excuse
walking,
you.
You
I am
may
not
be
working behind the counter at Staples.
Well,
I am a teacher. Thank you.
Now, I've heard from two teachers. Now, what qualifies them to talk about football?
It doesn't
well, they're
matter.
People
the
that
point
are
that you're saying
yeah,
is that women cannot be on the sidelines. It doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman.
I'm not saying they can't be on the sidelines.
They can aspire to be anything they want. And if they want to be on the sidelines,
they can't
let them
be on the sideline.
If you're not saying they shouldn't be on the sideline, Vernon, what are you saying?
I'm saying be honest with why you put them on the sideline, which is to get me hot and every man watching the game.
Yeah, you know, I think you need to take some pills or something to calm yourself down because, boy, you're getting hot a lot, aren't you?
How do you know?
Your poor wife.
Are you, if you're not a lesbian, then you don't know why a woman is attracted to a man. But you take a look at some of this stuff they're putting out there.
But
now,
you know
man.
What? This conversation has nothing to do with whether people are gay or straight. This is about women and men. That's all it is. You cannot be having both
Mr.
conversations.
Henry, I called in because I get to set the topic. Isn't that right?
Well,
but why are you letting her do it?
What do you mean?
She's saying what the topic is. I thought am I the guest?
Of course you're the guest.
Then I say the topic is women are on the sideline trying to get guys hot, and they can't report the game, and they've been sticking their noses in the men's locker room all week long. A lot of these guys are nude, so what are they doing? Getting their kicks doing that too. That's what I'm saying.
But that still has nothing to do with whether they're gay or straight. You keep bringing up the gay factor, and it still has no point.
Well, then, you know what? Maybe you ought to just hang up the phone and say, gee, tonight I talked to an idiot by the name of Vernon Dozier, because that's the respect I've been getting on this.
Guess what?
Well,
I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to hang up the phone.
You
goodbye.
Know,
I got no respect.
All right, thank you, Rachel. Well, what is wrong?
The fact that I called up and I wanted to set the topic, and she got to. And
it's not that she got to. It's that she, you know, callers are going to do that. They're going to direct the conversation. You mentioned that Susie Colbert's getting...
In 1995, I was a coach with the Toronto Argonauts, the Canadian Football League. Some chick comes around there when she's got her...
Yeah, she's got a great body.
Yeah. And she laughed at me. That caller did, that we went 2-16 that season. And that was a very, very...
Did they play 18 games in...
We play an 18-game season in Canada, yeah. And she laughed at me, not having any sense for my feelings. Next thing you know, why don't we have Brad Pitt reporting from the sidelines of the New York Ballet?
All right, another...
Yeah, see? See? There you go. That's the point I'm making. See, I've been making good points. And the fault, if you don't mind me saying, Mr. Andrews, you got women calling your show tonight. And they
all right, do you have a problem with women, per se, other than the fact that you find them very attractive and that's so distracting for you that you can't watch a football game?
It's distracting to any normal man. But how about Brad Pitt reporting from the New York Ballet?
To say Brad Pitt should be reporting from the New York Ballet...
Because women are watching that. So why don't they just have him showing, you know, get him up there so that it's hanging down or something like that? Why don't they do that?
Well, I suppose it would be a good idea.
You better believe it's a good idea, because right now the New York Ballet couldn't draw flies if they were dead. If they were all dead on stage, they wouldn't draw flies. Okay, the National Football League draws fans.
Yeah, but they draw fans, you say, for the wrong reasons, because they've got a lot of women out there showing everything.
Well, it goes back to that... Ah, forget it.